The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. The Lord has risen. On the Sabbath, the women rested according to the commandment. But the first day of the week, at dawn, the women went to the tomb with the perfumes and ointments they had prepared. Seeing the stone rolled away from the opening of the tomb, they entered and were amazed to find that the body of the Lord Jesus was not there. As they stood there wondering about this, two men in dazzling garments suddenly stood before them. In fright, the women bowed to the ground. But the men said, "Why look for the living among the dead? You won't find him here. He is risen. Remember what he told you in Galilee, that the Son of Man had to be given into the hands of sinners, to be crucified, and to rise on the third day." And they remembered Jesus' words. Returning from the tomb, they told the 11 and all the others about these things. Among the women who brought the news were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. But however much they insisted, those who heard did not believe the seemingly nonsensical story. Then Peter got up and ran to the tomb. All he saw, when he bent down and looked into the tomb, were the linen cloths laid by themselves. He went home wondering. The Road to Emmaus. That same day, two followers of Jesus were going to Emmaus, a village 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked about what had happened. While they were talking and arguing about what had happened, Jesus came up and walked with them, but their eyes were not able to recognize him. He asked, "What is it you are talking about?" The two stood still, looking sad. Then the one named Cleopas answered, "Why, it seems you are the only traveler to Jerusalem who doesn't know what has happened there these past few days." And he asked, "What is it?" They replied, "It is about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, you know, mighty in word and deed before God and the people. But the chief priests and our rulers sentenced him to death. They handed him over to be crucified. We had hoped that he would redeem Israel. It is now the third day since all this took place. It is also true that some women of our group have disturbed us. When they went to the tomb at dawn, they did not find his body, and they came and told us that they had had a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. Some of our people went to the tomb and found everything just as the women had said, but they did not find a body in the tomb." He said to them, "How dull you are, how slow of understanding. Is the message of the prophets too difficult for you to understand? Is it not written that the Christ should suffer all this and then enter his glory? Then, starting with Moses and going through the prophets, he explained to them everything in the scriptures concerning himself." As they drew near the village they were heading for, Jesus made as if to go farther. But they prevailed upon him, "Stay with us, for night comes quickly. The day is now almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When they were at table, he took the bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave each a piece. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he was talking to us on the road and explaining the scriptures?" They immediately set out and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were greeted by these words, Yes, it is true. The Lord is risen. He has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the road to Emmaus, and how Jesus had made himself known when he broke bread with them. Jesus appears to the apostles. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood in their midst. He said to them, "Peace to you." In their panic and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said to them, "Why are you upset? And how does such an idea cross your minds? Look at my hands and feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me, and see for yourselves. For a ghost has no flesh and bones as I have." As he said this, he showed his hands and feet. In their joy, they didn't dare believe, and were still astonished. So he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it before them. The last instructions. Then Jesus said to them, "Remember the words I spoke to you when I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said, "So it was written, the Messiah had to suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead. Then repentance and forgiveness in his name would be proclaimed to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses to these things, and that is why I will send you what my Father promised. So remain in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Jesus led them almost as far as Bethany. Then he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And as he blessed them, he withdrew and was taken to heaven. They worshipped him and then returned to Jerusalem full of joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God.